T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we're going to get into the playoffs already. Section time in girls hockey. We'll give you the lay of the land, the scores, and a ton of games today all around the area as Ad heats up. Section finals next week. The state tournament to follow starting a week from Wednesday at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. We'll talk boys hockey on the program. Joe Pankratz, head coach, Prior Lake boys hockey, joins us. We'll have our Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. We'll get a wrestler in the spotlight today. John Bryan, head coach Armstrong, going into the latest poll, ranked number 8 in 4A. They ran into a tough one at Park Center on Thursday night, but they have had a very good year. John Bryan scheduled to join us at about 12:35. And then we'll talk drama as well a little bit later on in the program. The one act play state festival was held at O'Shaughnessy Auditorium at St. Catherine University in St. Paul on Friday and Saturday, or excuse me, on Thursday and Friday, the 1A Thursday, the 2A on Friday, and we will talk to one of the co-directors from Belle Plaine, Christopher Moore, later on in the program. And then, of course, we have Alpine and Nordic skiing this week at Giants Ridge up in Boabic. State tournament time is underway for the winter sports here in Minnesota. So we've got a lot to talk about on the program today. Thanks so much for joining us. And, of course, our producer is Jonathan Lowe. Let's get you up to date on what's going on in girls hockey right now. It is section play time. Let's start in AA. Section 1 today, 2 o'clock, Lakeville, Haas Arena. Lakeville South, number 1, host Northfield. Meanwhile, at Schmitz-Mackey Arena, number 2, Farmington, takes on number 3, Dodge County, and that is tonight at 7 o'clock. Let's go to Section 2, AA. There are quarterfinal games in the books. The semifinals are set Tuesday night, February 11th at Braemar. The early game at 6, number 1 Minnetonka against number 4 Shakopee. Meanwhile, in the nightcap at around 8, number 2 Eden Prairie battles number 3 Holy Family. That'll set up the section final next Friday night at 7 o'clock at Braemar. Let's jump to Section 3, 2A. The number 1 Apple Valley takes on number 4 Egan today. That's a 5 o'clock start at Apple Valley Sports Arena. Meanwhile, tonight at 7, number 2 Eastview battles number 3 Burnsville. The section final will be Wednesday night at Veterans Memorial Center. Now in 4A, we've got quarterfinal action today. Number 1 Hill Murray against Irondale St. Anthony. That game at 2:30 today. Number 4 Eastridge battles number 5 Woodbury tonight at 7:30 at Health East Sports Center. There is one final in the quarterfinals in Section 4 in the books. Mountains View beat Roseville 4-2. Meanwhile, tonight at St. Croix Rec Center, number 2 Stillwater battles number 7 White Bear Lake. The section semifinals are Tuesday night at Aldrich, with the section final next Friday night, Valentine's Day, at Aldrich Arena. Let's jump over to 5A now, get you up to date on what's going on there. Two games today at Roseville, quarterfinal action. Number 4 Rogers against number 5 Centennial. They'll get started at 2:30. And then at 4:30 today, number 3 Champlin Park Coon Rapids takes on number 6 Anoka Spring Lake Park. And then, of course, the number 1 seed Maple Grove and the number 2 seed Blaine already into the semifinals. And those games are Tuesday night at Roseville, with the finale, the section final, next Friday night at Roseville. Let's jump over to 6AA. We have quarterfinal action today. Number 4, Benilde St. Margaret's takes on number 5, Creighton Durham Hall. That is a 7 o'clock start tonight at St. Louis Park Rec Center. Meanwhile, tonight at 7, number 3, Wayzata battles number 6, Osseo Park Center. That'll be at 7 o'clock at Plymouth Ice Center. And number 2, Blake meets Hopkins St. Louis Park at 2 o'clock today at Blake Ice Arena. The section semifinals are at Parade Wednesday evening. The number 1 seed Edina has moved to the semifinals. And, of course, their section final is Friday night at Parade. Let's jump to Section 7 now. Of course, the number 1 seed Andover won their quarterfinal beating Princeton 13-0. They have semifinal action today at Andover. It'll be Elk River Zimmerman at number 1 Andover today at 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, number 2 Forest Lake hosts number 3 North Wright County tonight at 7. Their section final all the way up in Cloquet. That's a great, great building. And that'll be Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And finally in AA, Section 8, they have quarterfinal action today. Number 1, Roseau hosts number 8, Bemidji. Number 4, Sartell Sauk Rapids hosts number 5, Buffalo in Sartell. Number 3, Alexandria hosting number 6, St. Cloud in Alec today. And number 2, Brainerd Little Falls welcomes number 7, Moorhead in that game, of course, in Brainerd today. Semifinals in Section 8 coming up on Tuesday night. Section final to be determined. It'll be at a neutral site, and that one's going to be on Friday night. Once again, to be determined. Let's jump over to Class A. Of course, the state tournament coming up starting a week from Wednesday at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul. Today, semifinal action in Section 1A. It'll be number 1 Rochester Lourdes hosting number 5 Albert Lee. Meanwhile, number 2 Faribault hosts number 3 Austin. Their section final in Owatonna coming up on Thursday night. Section 2A games today, semifinals. Number 1 Mound West Honka hosting number 4 Delano Rockford. And number 2 Hutchinson hosting number 3 New Ulm in Hutch today. Both those games at 7 o'clock. And there is section final at Gustavus in St. Peter on Thursday night at 7:30. Once again, girls hockey section action in the spotlight right now on our high school sports Saturday show. A lot of action in Section 3A. Number 1, Laverne hosting number 4, Mankato East, Loyola. And then that's a 1:30 start and getting just underway in Mankato right now. Number 3, Mankato West hosting number 7, Fairmont. And those winners will play Tuesday night at Gustavus, trying to punch their ticket to St. Paul in the Xcel Energy Center and the girls' hockey tournament. Section 4A, number 1, South St. Paul. They advanced already to the semifinals by way of bye. Today it's quarterfinal action in Section 4. Number 4, Matamidi battling number 5, North St. Paul Tartan. That game set to get underway at St. Croix Recreation Center in a few minutes. Number 3, St. Paul United takes on Minnehaha United. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight at Drake. And number 2, Simley battles number 7, Henry Sibley at Vets Arena tonight. Once again, the quarterfinals. South St. Paul will be at Doug Woog Arena Tuesday night. Meanwhile, the high seed will host on Tuesday night in that other semifinal. The championship game will be Thursday night at the high seed in Section 4A. Section 5A now for the girls. They're all the way through to their championship. It's set for Wednesday night in St. Louis Park at the Rec Center. Number 1, Breck against number 3, Orono. Breck walloped Minneapolis 9-1 in the semifinals, while Orono took down Chisago Lakes 5-1 in the semifinals. So Breck and Orono for Section 5A Wednesday night at St. Louis Park Rec Center. Quick update on 6A and what's going on there. Their semifinals are set for Tuesday night. Number 1, Wilmer against number 4, Northern Lakes in Wilmer. And number two, Fergus Falls takes on River Lakes in Fergus, and that's on Tuesday night. Their section final is set for Thursday night in Fergus Falls. Section 7 now. Today, semifinal action. St. Luke's Arena, Cloquet Asco Carlton taking on Hibbing Chisholm. Meanwhile, at St. Luke's Arena, coming up later today, number 2, Proctor Hermantown battles number 3, Duluth Marshall. And then Wednesday, they'll be at St. Luke's Arena for their section final Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And finally, in 8A, they are playing semifinals today. Number 1, War Road, taking on number 4, Crookston. That'll be at Thief River Falls today at 4. And then tonight in Thief River, East Grand Forks, the number 2, against number 3, Thief River Falls. And they'll play that section 8A final on Thursday night. So you're all set. Once again, state tournament 1A at the X a week from Wednesday, 2A at the X a week from Thursday. And then, of course, championship games coming up 2 weeks from today in St. Paul. And you're up to date on what's going on in girls hockey. It is a high school sports show and a high school sports Saturday on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is 1218 high school sports Saturday underway here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Boys hockey certainly heating up. Not a lot of games to go in the regular season. As we mentioned at the top, the girls already deep into section play in 2A and over number 1, followed by Blake, Eden Prairie, Moorhead, Rosemont. Then it's Creighton, Durham, Hall, Benilde, St. Margaret's, Prior Lake, Hill, Murray, and Maple Grove. There's been a lot of movement in and out of the top 10 in 2A. Meanwhile, in 1A, St. Cloud Cathedral, number 1 at 18-1-1. A perennial power, Hermantown is 2. Then it's War Road, Orono, East Grand Forks, followed by Matamidi, Duluth, Denfeld, Delano, Alexandria, and Little Falls. Let's jump back to 2A and talk Prior Lake hockey. Joe Pankratz, head coach for Prior Lake, joins us. And, Coach, congrats on a really solid year.
Thanks, and thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a fun ride so far. A couple of games left here in regular season. Got one this afternoon and next Thursday, and then we get into the fun part of the season.
Yeah, it is amazing. Then it kind of gets into one and done. Are these guys ready to go?
Yeah, they are. It's been a fun year. We've got a good group, a lot of fun coaching these kids. They work hard, and they've, you know, as we've told them all year, and I've been coaching high school long enough now, the part of the season that really matters is section time and continually getting better and trying to improve as a team, getting up to that point in the season. And we've gotten better throughout the season. So we're playing some good hockey right now. I think we're 9-1-2 or something like that in our last 12 games. So we've been playing some good hockey.
And Joe, I brought it up when I talked about the rankings week in and week out. And I know as a coach you don't focus on that stuff, but nevertheless, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of good teams outside the top 10. There's so much balance. I mean, you can name a bunch of teams that have a shot to win it all in St. Paul.
Well, it's unbelievable. This is my 11th year coaching high school hockey, and I've never seen anything like it. And, you know, it's funny you bring up rankings. You try to stay away from it, but keeping kids away from there are rankings all over the place online. Everybody's got, you know, an opinion, and there are polls all over the place, so it's hard to keep your kids away from that stuff. So it is there. But, you know, even this year, the team that we play today, I think they've been ranked. We play Lakeville South today. I think they've been ranked as high as, depending on what poll, as high as number 6 in the state. And some polls have them in the top 10 right now. They went dropped down to 20 or outside the top 20 at some point in the season. And, yeah, there's, you know, every coach, you know, every team we play, you know, we always talk before the games, and we have the same comments that it just seems like there are so many teams capable of knocking each other off this year, way more than previous years.
Well, in your league alone, you look at the teams, you know, you split this year with Rosemont. There's a team that's been in the top 10 much of the year. You bring up Lakeville South. You beat those guys earlier in the year 2-1. You beat Minnetonka. I mean, you just kind of go up and down your schedule. There's really a lot of good teams. You took down Eden Prairie 5-3. I mean, it's, you know, week in, week out, night in, night out, you never really know what you're going to get.
No, you don't. And the fun thing for us this year in the South Suburban Conference, you know, our home conference, it's been pretty much every night is a battle. We've had, I think there, I'm probably off a little bit on this, but I think there are six or seven teams with 10-plus wins. There are probably six teams in our 10-team conference that have 12, 13, 14, 15 wins. So it's been great for our team and great for everybody in our conference night in, night out. It's just been, you have a game. If you're not playing well and you're not on top of it, you've got a good chance of losing the game.
Yeah, you look at your team, and where do you want to start? Forwards, blue line, goaltending. What's really stood out for you this year?
We've had good goaltending this year. You know, I wouldn't say the goaltending is the reason that our team has been as successful as it has been, but we've had solid goaltending. We've got one goalie that's played two or three games and then another one who's taken the majority of the load this year, and he's been great. He's a sophomore.
What's his name? Is that Trevor?
Yep, Trevor Boshi. Yep. Okay. He's our sophomore goalie this year, and he's played great. And he's just been, when we've needed him to play well the other night at Holy Family, we weren't all that good in the third period, and he just shut the door, played great in that one, but he's had a lot of good games this year. So, yeah, goaltending's been good. Forwards has been a great mix. Our top three scorers are all sophomores. They all play in the same line, and they've been excellent this year. And our seniors are playing great. I think right now we have five or six kids with 10-plus goals. So you really can't match up against us. We got three lines that can score, which is nice to have as a coach, but not very common in high school hockey.
Yeah, and you brought up some of your top scorers. Will Schumacher leading in points, 15 goals, 19 assists, 34 points this year. What about his game? Is he quick? Is he a big kid? Tell us about his game.
He's good. He's got a lot of strength that he'll need to put on. But he's a high end hockey player. He made the national 15 camp last year. He's got really good vision, really good smarts on the ice. And that whole line does. Him and Alex Bump and Sam Rice, they all are they're just really good hockey players. They can do some stuff that as coaches, you don't really have to teach them. They just have the ability to see the ice well and use their line mates well. And, Will's a good player. Very good player.
All right. And you're comfortable rolling three lines most nights?
Yeah, we pretty much roll three lines every night. And, you know, we've had a couple of games where we mix in a fourth line, but for the most part, we roll the three lines out except for special teams or maybe a few defensive zone draws where we've got, you know, a couple of centers that are better at draws than other guys. So in a few little situations, we'll mix it up a little bit. But besides that, we just roll three lines out there.
As you mentioned, Lakeville South today at 3 o'clock in Prior Lake, and then you go on the road to Apple Valley on Thursday night and then close it out. I know you don't want to look too far ahead. You've got a game today and a big one with Lakeville South and a team that's been ranked in the top 10 much of the year. But when do you take a look ahead? Do you think at all about sections, or is it way too early? Are you going to do that next week?
You do. If I said we didn't, I'd be lying. So you definitely, I think throughout the entire season, you're looking ahead to sections. And you're looking, like I said earlier, you're looking to improve and get to the point where you're playing your best hockey come playoff time. I'm sure every team in the state feels the same way. But, yeah, you do look ahead to it, to sections. And, you know, we've got a really tough section. Every single year there's, you know, it's almost like winning a little mini state tournament to get to the state tournament out of our section. There's usually two, three, four, I mean, usually at least three or four teams that are probably in the top 15 in the state year in, year out. And it's tough. You're always, you know, you're going to have, if you're a 4-5 seed, you're going to have a really tough quarterfinal game. If you're 1-2-3-4, you know, you're going to have a really tough semifinal and a really tough final if you can get there. So, yeah, you do look forward to it. And we have a lot of games throughout the year, Eden Prairie, Minnetonka, Chaska, non-conference games that we play that mean a lot. There's a lot riding on those during the season, and they're all, you know, you're trying to win those games because it helps your section seeding.
Yeah, and ultimately there's no drama like the section playoffs and, you know, the one-and-done mentality, and that's coming up in a hurry.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. It's fun. High school hockey in that regard is so much fun. You know, a lot of these, like our sophomores right now, they don't know what it's like to, you know, get to a semifinal and play over at Braemar and the place is almost packed. And the energy and the intensity of that game is so much different than a regular season game, just like it is at any level, college or the NHL. But it's something that's really neat for the kids to experience. I know as coaches, you have a lot of extra nerves going into those games just because it's an exciting environment.
Well, it's been a pleasure to visit with you. I know it's a big one later today, 2 to go in the regular season, and hopefully we can visit again down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Joe Pankratz, head coach, Prior Lake Boys Hockey. They are ranked, once again, number 8 in 2A, and they got a big one with Lakeville South today. One of the key games on the docket today in boys hockey. As a matter of fact, always a lot of good games on Saturday. As we mentioned at the top of the show, girls hockey already deep into their section play with some semifinals today, some quarterfinals today, and then, of course, all the section finals coming up next week. We have a lot more coming up. Our Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. We're going to focus on a wrestler from Bold, John Bryan, head coach Armstrong. They've been ranked in the top 10 in 4A boys hoops, and we'll talk a little bit about that. And then later in the show, Christopher Moore, co-director of the One Act Play in Belle Plaine, they received a starred performance at the big One Act Play Festival Thursday for 1A, Friday for 2A over at the University of St. Catherine in St. Paul, and we'll visit with him before the end of the program today. It is 12:28 here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Thanks so much for joining us here on a high school sports Saturday. Let's get into our Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. Anthony Maher is a wrestler at Bold. He's a senior, and after being sidelined for more than a month as a result of a football injury suffered in prep bowl, Anthony earned his 100th career victory last week. He went to state last year at 152 and hopes to return as a senior. Over the course of his career, Anthony's wrestled at every weight from 106 to 195. Congratulations to Anthony Maher for being this week's Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week. And for more info on all the Old Dutch Quality Athlete of the Week award winners, go to olddutchfoods.com. Let's talk a little boys hoops right now. Get you up to date on the latest rankings in 4A. They're unbeaten at 19-0. Eden Prairie, they have looked good all year. I haven't seen the Eagles play in person. I've seen them play a couple of times online, and they are really good. A senior-dominated lineup, they are 19-0. Eastview is 2, Creighton-Durham Hall 3, Shakopee 4, Hopkins 5. Then at Spring Lake Park, Park Center, Robbinsdale Armstrong, Chaska, and Lakeville South rounding out the top 10. Let's get you up to date on 3A. Minnehaha Academy, number 1. Then it's Mankato East 2, De La Salle 3, Totino Grays 4, Marshall 5, then Waconia Delano, Austin St. Peter, and Ridgefield. In 2A, Caledonia, number 1 at 18-1. They're playing a game today in Iowa against a highly touted team out of Iowa today. Waseca 2, Lake City 3, St. Croix Prep 4, Minneapolis North 5. Perham's unbeaten at 16-0 and ranked 6. Then it's Minnesota Valley Lutheran, East Grand Forks, Osakis, and Eden Valley Watkins. And then finally in 1A, the number 1 team is Bold, 19-0 Bold. We just featured a wrestler from Bold. And then it's heading to Ataborup 3, Southwest Minnesota Christian 4. They're unbeaten. Waterville, Elysian, Morristown 5. Then New Ulm Cathedral, Springfield, West Central Area, Fertile Belt, Trammy, and Mountain Lake Area, Comfrey, rounding out the 1A pole in boys hoops. Let's jump back to 4A, talk to one of the head coaches, John Bryan, head coach Robbinsdale Armstrong, in the latest poll, ranked number 8. And Coach, good to visit with you, and congrats on a good year.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, let's talk first. I had a chance to see your team play at Park Center on Thursday night. The Pirates got off to a fast start, really kept you at arm's length all night. Dane Danger, that group, really a challenge, aren't they?
Yeah, they present a lot of challenges for us, you know, with their size and athleticism, and you can't get behind against them. That's the key. They if they get you behind, they play pretty free and they make a lot of shots. And we got behind early, and it was a challenge to try to get back into the game. We just couldn't quite get there.
Yeah, and it's a team that also plays lockdown defense. It seems as though your team got some things figured out. You guys really move well and cut and play together very well.
Yeah, we do. You know, that's what we have to do in order to compete with some of the teams in our conference and our upcoming section games. We have to do a lot of the little things very well. And on offense, that means, you know, cutting, moving, screening, trying to find ways to get easier baskets. We don't have a lot of players that, you know, really can go one-on-one and take guys off the dribble and get all the way to the basket. So we have to find ways to kind of manufacture baskets.
Yeah, and you brought up the league alone. Some really good teams in the Northwest, Suburban, either division. We mentioned Park Center, Totino Grace, outstanding, really young team. Spring Lake Park is really talented. Champlin Park, a bit of a down year. You beat the Rebels earlier in the year, 56-53. Maple Grove's got a good team. I mean, this is a great conference, isn't it?
It is. In our side of the division, between Totino, Park Center, Spring Lake Park, Osseo is a very talented team. Sure. They're just really young. You know, those are the teams that are pretty talented. And then Rogers and Elk River aren't bad. They're well coached. They do a lot of good things. We have to play each of those teams twice. And then the other side with Champlin Park, Maple Grove, Blaine is very well coached. It's just very competitive all the way around. And so, you know, I'm all for that. I love playing great teams because it helps prepare you for sections. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's what you're trying to do, get better for the playoffs.
Busy week for your team at Rogers Monday, at Osseo on Wednesday, and then home to Spring Lake Park on Friday. Still a lot of regular season games to go, but let's talk a little bit about your team and really a balanced group. They play well together. I was really impressed. Your leading scorer, Jake Breitbach, but there's a lot of players around him. You've got a number of guys who can score in double figures.
Yeah, we have a really solid group of seniors. Four of them are starters. We have one that comes off the bench. So I start four seniors, and you know, they give us the stability that we need. Breitbach, Adam Bewin, and Hezekiah Yahweh are our three leading scorers. Any one of those guys can put up, you know, somewhere around 15, 20 points in a given night. And they're very consistent. And, you know, they've been, this is my second year, so they've been here 2 years now, and they know kind of what our standards are and our expectations. And so they're just a great group to have. You know, anytime you have a larger number of seniors, three, four, five seniors, it does a lot for your team and helps you in terms of, you know, just a lot of the little things that we expect our guys to be able to do. And playing together is something we have to do. As I was saying before, we're not a team that is, you know, great at the individual level, but when we play well together and we move the ball, I think we can be a great team. And that's what we have to do.
And a guard that came off the bench, Deshaun Larkins, he's an intriguing player, good quickness. He definitely brings energy on the floor when he comes off the bench.
Yeah, he does. And Deshaun was starting earlier in the season. We changed our starting lineup a little bit. Both he and Peyton Newbern are playing point guard for us, and they're both younger. And this is Deshaun's first year in our program. There's been some growing pains with him in terms of how we do things, but at the same time, he adds an element that we don't really have, or we don't have a lot of, and he's able to really get to the rim, take guys off the dribble, defensively pressure the ball, and so that's a strength of his that really helps our team. And you know, he's working on, and we're working on with him, doing some of the other things that we teach, and he's getting there. He's getting better every day, and that's, again, at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for, being our best at the end of the year. Peyton Newbern's another one that is getting a lot of time as a sophomore. He's very young and, you know, learning, and especially at the point guard position in a game against a team like Park Center, it's a lot of pressure, and it's very hard to handle the basketball, get us into our offense, and that kind of stuff. So they're getting better at those things every day, and hopefully, you know, in the next month they'll continue to improve.
Well, good to visit with you, Coach. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
All right, there he is, John Bryan, head coach, Armstrong boys basketball, ranked number 8 in 4A. They got beat by Park Center on Thursday night. They have a big week coming up at Rogers, at Osseo, and then home to Spring Lake Park Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Let's jump over to girls hoops right now and talk about what's going on there. Number 1, Hopkins, they're unbeaten at 19-0. Then Farmington 2, Wayzata 3, Park Center 4, Stillwater 5. Chaska, St. Michael, Albertville, Maple Grove, Rosemount, and Centennial round out the top 10. In 3A, De La Salle, number 1, followed by Becker, Simley, Marshall, Holy Angels, Red Wing, Austin, St. Paul, Como Park, Hill Murray, and Waconia round out the top 10. In 2A, Sauk Center, number 1. And in 1A, Mineota at 21-1, ranked number 1. Let's jump back to 3A. And I had a chance to visit with the head coach of De La Salle, Denisha Scott, earlier this morning. And they're having a great season. Congrats on a great start. And thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, always really proud of our team. And, you know, thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's talk about the start. It got off to a slow start. You dropped some games early on, but have really been on a roll since.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we started off our schedule pretty tough. We started off playing one of the number one teams from Iowa and one of the number one teams from Wisconsin. And then we followed that up with playing, you know, the number one team in 4A in our state, which is Hopkins. So, you know, it was a little bit of a challenge for the girls. You know, I have a really young team, only 2 seniors on our team, but you know, they did a great job of, you know, learning from those losses. And that's what we want. We want to make sure that, you know, even when we lose, we learn how to get better. And that's what we know. You know, it's right. So we work hard through the season and hopefully be peaking where we need to be.
Denisha Scott joining us, head coach De La Salle. And the Islanders once again dropped their first 3, as she mentioned. Since then have lost only 1 game, and that was to St. Croix Lutheran on Thursday, January 16th. And you get another chance to play St. Croix Lutheran in your next game on Tuesday night. I'm sure everyone's excited to get an opportunity at a bit of a revenge game, if you will.
Yeah, definitely not a revenge game so much, but just like I said, every loss we have, we try to learn from them. And it's just great that, you know, we get, you know, we took a loss to a team and we get to play them again, you know, to try to learn from our mistakes and be better and, you know, and play the way we know we played. That game was, you know, it was a hard game for us, and St. Croix Lutheran really played hard and they made a lot of shots. You know, we just couldn't buy a bucket, you know, that game. So, you know, hopefully, like, we can learn from our mistakes and, you know, and have a better outcome.
Let's talk a little bit about your team. It looks like you have really good balance scoring-wise, that you have, you know, players in double figures night in and night out, and that's got to be nice. You don't have someone that averages 30 a night and then a bunch of people that average in single digits. You have double-digit scorers in that lineup every night.
Yeah, and that's what we try to preach to our girls is, you know, we don't know who's going to be that top scorer every night. And, you know, and that's a great thing to have on a team where, you know, you have good guard play. So, you know, it all depends on what the team that we're playing takes away. Then that's a chance for another girl to step up and step in that position. So we've done a really good job with that in our girls' house.
Talk about the leaders on this team. Who do you really rely on to lead this group night in and night out?
Well, first and foremost, our leader, you know, is our senior captain, Leirdry Williams. She's an instrumental with us. You know, she's one of those kids where she leads by example. You know, she shows she works hard every day in practice. She tries her best in, you know, in everything that she does on the court. And we really look to her for that. Our other leader would be Keani Lockett. She's a sophomore for us. She's a point guard. You know, she's our director. You know, we also got Savannah White, who is our co-captain, too. And she's a sophomore, too. And they both kind of, you know, we're trying to breed them into, you know, being their own communication, you know, a young you have to, you know, mold them into that, but they're definitely, like, showing on a court, trying to lead by example for our girls.
Well, and it's got to be an advantage to have senior leadership, but also youth as well. So you're building for the future at the same time.
Yes, definitely. And that's what we try to tell the girls. And with Nergy, we try to make sure that, you know, she's leading by example for the girls that are younger, that are also kids with her. So then people, they understand, like, oh, well, next year that'll be my role. She'll be gone. And then it'll be something that we will take over.
Well, Coach, congrats on an outstanding season. We certainly do appreciate the time. And good luck in that game against St. Croix Lutheran. I know you can see the end of the regular season. It's coming up quick.
Yes, it definitely is, and thank you for having me.
All right, Tanisha Scott, De La Salle, head girls basketball coach, and they are number one in 3A. Real quickly, some big games today in girls hoops. Number one 2A Sauk Center hosting Eden Valley Watkins, are actually playing them in Alexandria. Number seven 4A St. Michael Albertville makes a trip to New Prague. And number one in 1A Minneota visits Lakeview later today at 4:45. Coming up, we're going to talk more on a high school sports Saturday. We're actually going to talk about the One Act Play State Festival and one of the starred performances out of Belle Plaine. And we will visit with the co-director, Christopher Moore, in a moment. It is a high school sports and activities Saturday. And the One Act Play State Festival wrapped up at O'Shaughnessy Auditorium on the St. Catherine University campus in St. Paul on Friday. 1A Thursday, 2A on Friday. A lot of wonderful performances. And representing Class A Section 2, Belle Plaine starred performance of The Perfect Ending by B. Dwayne Kraft was directed by Christopher Moore and Tony Hartman. And Christopher joins us. Congrats to everyone at Belle Plaine. This is really a tradition for Belle Plaine to get to the One Act Play Estate Festival and do well.
Yes, we've had some success.
Yeah, outstanding starred performance. As a matter of fact, other stars in 93, 97, 99, 2000, 07, 08, 09, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 18, and 19. And this is truly a team performance. There's the performers, there's the crew members. It is amazing. How many kids were involved?
The State High School League rules say that you can have 20 kids on what they call the roster. That includes the actors and the crew members. So we got 20 kids every year. We try to get as many kids on stage as we can, and that's why I think part of our success, or that is part of our success, because it helps to build a program the more kids you get on stage. This year, for example, we had 19 kids in the cast. Last year, I think it was 18 or 19. So that's how you build a program, and the kids get a lot of good experience, and it just, you know, the beat goes on.
Yeah, and it is extraordinary how this is orchestrated. It takes a lot of practice, not only for the actors to learn their lines, but everyone on the crew to get the set in place and get through this, because it is strictly limited by time.
Yeah, it's a traveling show. We have 35 minutes from beginning to end of the show, but before that we have to put our set in a 10-foot square, and although we can go hundreds of feet high, if that's possible. We also have to strike the set in 10 minutes. It can be a challenge depending on how complicated you want to make it. And we tend to be complicated, but that's part of the judging that the critics use when they judge our performance, stage, picture, general effectiveness, business, pacing, interpretation. Those are some of the criteria that the judges use.
We're a bit tight on time, and I could talk for a long time because I love the theater and was a terrible actor in my own right, but I still appreciate what you and your co-director, Tony Hartman, did, and all the participants in the One Act Play State Festival. How do you select the play? Because I'm sure that's a big part of it.
Yeah, we look at a lot of scripts. We try to do shows that are not performed often, especially in Minnesota in one act competition. We read a lot. Tony does a wonderful job of finding fresh scripts.
And how long have you you and Tony been collaborating and working at Belle Plaine?
Well, I started directing about 50 years ago, and then came to Belle Plaine in 90 and directed for a while, and then took some years off when I retired from teaching. Then I went back and started co-directing with Tony, so we've been together 4 years.
Well, congrats on a great tradition at Belle Plaine. Christopher, a pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Christopher Amore, the co-director of the one-act play in Belle Plaine, earned a star performance at the one-act play State Festival on Thursday and Friday, one of the great activities sponsored by the Minnesota State High School League.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.